In the Sefer HaTzvi in Simen Hay in Choshen Mishpat, he writes a letter to Rav Moshe Rosen, who is a huge Talmud Chacham in Brooklyn, formerly of Lithuania, and he wrote a set of Sfarim called the Nezer HaKodesh. So in the Nezer HaKodesh, in the Peches Amad Aleph, Midapei HaSefer, he asks a kasha on the Rif. The Rif brings that in Bava Kama Perek Dalet in the Braisa, Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, it says that if you shecht a shor haniskal after the gemar din, the shor killed a person, and now the shor has to be stoned. So the din is that the basar of the shor is asur bahana, because it was a shor haniskal, you weren't allowed to shecht it. So memela, the basar is asur bahana. The kasha is, why did the Rif bring down this halacha? The Rif only brings down halacha lemaisa. This man is that we don't have a beis din smuchim. V'lo yitzuyo gemar din. There's no such thing as a gemar din for a shor haniskal, because there's no beis din smuchim. We don't have the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you, Rabbi Rosen, wanted to answer, says Rav Frank in the Hartzvi, that the shor nakhin bizman she'ein beis din, dino kashar mazikin amavur b'sanhedrin, dekevin shemihimis, shevin rabbanin kin gaman digmar dinayu, v'suri hananinu. It says in the Mishnah, Hari, Azev, Adov, Anomi, Rabardalus, all these wild animals that killed a person, they are killed with 23, a beis din of 23. Rabbi Lezer says, Kol HaKodim L'Hargam Zacha. So the Gemara quotes this Mishnah and says that according to Reish Lakish says that Rabbi Lezer says that Kol HaKodim L'Hargam Zacha is Vahushe Miso Adam. If these animals killed a person, anybody who kills them first is Zoche. But Lo Miso Adam Lo, then you're not allowed to kill them. So we ask, according to Reish Lakish, Lamai Zoche? Kevin Shem Misu. What do you mean you're Zoche in this animal? Once these animals killed, and now you're allowed to kill the animals, Shavin Rabbanan Kigaman Gumar Didnayu. It's as if they were judged already as a Gumar Din. They're supposed to die. Visuri Ananinu. And it's an Isser Hana. So what does it mean, Zacha? What's the Zacha? You can't take the animal. It's Asser Barna, because you're allowed to kill the animal. Because, Kevin Shei Misu, the rabbis made it, these animals, the rabbis made them as if they have a Gemar Din. So what do you mean, you're Zacha? So that's the Gemara says in Tezvavam and Beis in Sanhedrin. So based on this, Rav Rosen wanted to say that's why the Rif brings down the din of Shor Niskol B'Zman Hazeh. Shor Niskol B'Zman Hazeh, you're right, we don't have a Sanhedrin. We don't have a Beis Din of 23 to judge them. We don't have Smuchim, that's true. But they get the din of these animals, Hazev, Hadov, Hanomer, Habardalus, all these wild animals that killed, that according to Reish Lakish, as he understands Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, they don't need a Beis Din. Shavinu Rabbanan Kagaman Gemar Din. It's as if they had a Gemar Din. So to a Shor Niskol B'Zman Hazeh. It's as if he had a Gemar Din. And Mamela, you're not allowed to get Hana. You're right, you can't carry out the Skila as the Beis Din, because there is no Gemar Din of the Beis Din. That is true. But the Rif is telling you that a Shor Niskol B'Zman Hazeh, Lacha Gemar Din, meaning after it gores and kills somebody, then the basar is asur b'hana. Because, like these other wild animals in the Mishnah, it's as if there was a gemar din. That's what Rav Rosen wanted to answer. And they're already asur b'hana. And then Rav Rosen says, Aval afiza heich yitzuat shalom nigmar dino. Harein agicha atzim zo gemar din. So what's the pshat? That after the gemar din, the Rif paskins the Gemara, that after the Gemara Din, it's Asur Bahana. It's Mashmah, there's a Lifnei Gemara Din. There is no Lifnei Gemara Din. The second the animal gores, it's as if it's already the Gemara Din. So when's the before the Gemara Din, that talking about you can kill the animals Asur Bahana after the Gemara Din, but not before the Gemara Din. There is no before the Gemara Din. The second the animal kills, as if there's already a Gemara Din. So there is no before that it would be Mutter Bahana, only afterwards it's Asur Bahana. So that's what he asked, and then he had a lot of trouble with this Kasha. So first Frank says, I answered this question simply. Boy Gmar Din Shel Smuchim. Really, the Rif is talking about a Shor Nakhin that requires a Gmar Din of a Beis Din Smuchim. And without Smuchim Ein Achinami, that you can't be a Shor Niskal. Nevertheless, it's not Shver on the Rif that he brought this Din. Mishum Shemizei Yotzei Nafkamina Gam Ledidan. There's a Nafkamina for us. What's the Nafkamina for us? In these Mazikin. The Zev, the Ari, the Dove. That for them it's Kilu Nigmar Dinam. Ubehayos de Bahani Mazikin Mishkachas La Lididan. Shapir Itzrich Lan Hachdina. De Nigmar Dino Asir Bahana. Kede Ladas Dina Mazikin. So he didn't bring this halacha to tell us about a Shor HaNiskal. Because a Shor HaNiskal. You're right, the halacha is by a Shor HaNiskal. That after Gemar Din, it's Asir Bahana. Before Gemar Din, it's Mutter. That's by Shor HaNiskal. But he brought this Hana, so he brought this halacha. So you can extract from there for our case. For these Mazikin, Hari, Azev, Adov, Anomer, Abardalus, all these wild animals that killed a person. So you'll know that they're Asir Bahana, even though here in Achinami. There was no before Gemar Din, after Gemar Din. It's as if it's Gemar Din immediately. So Rosen originally wanted to say that a Shor HaNiskal b'zmanazeh doesn't need smuchim. But Rav Frank doesn't go there. Rav Frank says you need smuchim. But he's telling us this halacha about a Shor HaNiskal, so that you know the halacha of the Zev, the Bur, the Ari, the Dove, the Nar, Bardalus, all these animals, just to tell us that they're Asir Bahana. That's why he brought this halacha. And after they gore, they're Asir Bahana. After they gore and kill, they're Asir Bahana. Yishech the minhala to get Hana. Ubelav hachi yesh lomar b'pshitus. Anyway, even without that, we could say, Ma mishapash the palabata shateret. No fancy lamdus. The Ramban in the Sefer Aschus at the beginning of Elul Nairus writes that the Rif brings Biktsara, what's Nano Gebez Manazah, so Enochinami. There's no Shor HaNiskal B'zmanazeh, and the Rif brings it anyway. Now we have two Mahalchim to answer the Kasha. Gam Yesh Lomar. We can also say, based on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Tzadi Hei writes, Ve'efshe Dehashtanami, Efshe Limotze, Smucham Api Mashkosva Rambam, Ve'erak Dal, Me'elch Sanhedrim, Lim Le'ad Varim. Shemiskimu kol hachacham sheberetz Yisrael lemanos dayanim v'lismocho etzem reilu smuchim v'eshlem ladim dinei knasis v'eshlem lismocho achareim v'rakosev b'yotzei b'zei arash b'perak shur shenogach da'al v'hei v'ayin sham b'yis yosef shal b'zei b'li yashiv da'as rif b'ni chiv kefal l'shoymer v'muhtanaka b'yis yosef gam rif daita b'zei ka rambam shayach smicha b'zman hazeh. So poshut, the b'yis yosef writes that there's smicha b'zman hazeh. Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin 4:11, that if all the chum in Eretz Yisrael, famous thing, 1500s, famous machlok, it's a smicha. Can you give smicha? Not give smicha. But according to the Rambam, if all the chacham in Eretz Israel agree, try getting two chachamim to agree, right? Two rabbis, three opinions. Two Jews, three opinions. But if the rabbis in Eretz Israel get together and they want to be somech, the famous rabbi Rav Maimon, right? He wanted to renew the smicha. He has a whole book about being mechadesh smicha in Eretz Israel that found a lot of favor in the eyes of the Brisker Rav and others. Ay. In any event, so you can have smicha, you can have beisim smuchim. And the Beis Yosef wants to be miyashiv a rif. How do you give a chi of kefa? Is there a chi of kefa for a shomer? You need a beisim smuchim to give kefa. The answer is you can have smuchim b'zman hazeh. So that's another teretz. So why does it bring the din of Shor HaNiskal? You need a bezin with smuchim. The answer is you can have smuchim b'zman hazeh. If all the rabbis would get together, you can have smuchim. The only problem is that what is it going to help to have smicha b'zman hazeh? With regard to Shor HaNiskal, there you require a bezin of 23. Like it says in the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin. They learn from the pasuk that Shor Yisakov Agam Balav Yuma Kamisa Bailam Kachem Yisa Shor. The Shor is Niskal, and the Bailam are killed. Kamisa Ha Bailam, like a Baal is killed, like a human being is killed. So too is Misa Ha Shor. What does that mean? That just like to kill a human being, you need 23. So to kill a shore, you need a basin of 23 to be done dinei nefashas. In order to be done a shore nisko, you need to be able to be done dinei nefashas. You need to be able to judge capital cases. And bizman is that the Sanhedrin is in the lishkas hagazus. Last I checked, lo aleinu rachman alitzlan. There's no dinei nefashas. Shabbos, 15a. Sanhedrin, 41a. Rambam, Sanhedrin, 14:11. So what on earth are we talking about when we suggest that you can have a basin of Svuchim, Mizmanazah, and Judges, Shor, and Iskal, but you don't have the Sanhedrin Bimakomo? Where's the Sanhedrin now? They're in Lishkas HaGazis? No. So you can't be done Dinei Nefashas? You can't be done Dinei Nefashas. You can't be done Din Shor and Iskal. So there went that Teretz. So continues Rav Frank. Yesh ladun b'hadash shor niskal nidon kedinei nefashos imu l'chol mili. We can discuss the following question. Shor niskal is judged kedinei nefashos. Is that for everything? Orak le'inyan debinan bezin shal esrim v'shalosha. Or only that you require a Beis Din of 23. Not for all matters of Dinei Nefashos, just that you need a Beis Din of 23. And then Afkamina B'Zman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. And then Losan Hashem B'Lishka Gazis. And you can't be done Dinei Nefashos, but you have a Beis Din of 23 Smuchim. So it could be that for a Shor Niskal, the Hekesh to Mitzvah Sabaylim is just that you need a Beis Din of 23. But not that you need all Dinim of Dinei Nefashos, which is based in Sanhedrin B'Makoma. Maybe you don't need Sanhedrin in their place. Maybe all you need is 23. So we can resolve this suffix from a Bryce in Sanhedrin, from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, 36b. Amar Rebbe Abo. Et asara dvarim yesh bein dinei mamonos l'dinei nefashos. V'kulam ein noagim b'shor ha'niskal. Chutz mei esrim v'shlosha. That there are 10 things where we differentiate between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. And all of these 10 things, these 10 differences between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos are not noig b'shor niskal. Shor niskal doesn't have a din of Dinei Nefashos. Chutz me'esrim v'shlosha. The only way in which shor niskal has a din of Dinei Nefashos is that you need a base din of 23. How awesome is that? V'im ken gam lachar ha'churban noig din shor niskal imesh smuchim. So you see that even after the churban, there's a din of shor niskal if there are smuchim. You need a proper basin of 23, but you don't need the Sanhedrin b'makomam, because all you need is 23. And according to the Rambam, you can have smuchim b'zman hazeh. And the Beis Yosef wants to learn that that's what the Rif holds as well. So it's terrific. Now the Rif is awesome. That we have a case. You have a shor niskal b'zman hazeh. You have a basin of 23 smuchim, and the Sanhedrin doesn't have to be b'makomam like we see in Sanhedrin lamed vav amid beis. There was a Rav in Yerushalayim. He was the Rav of Shchunas Beis Yisrael, right next to Mea Shearim. His name was Rav Shimshon Aaron Polonsky. He was known as the Teflika Rav. He was born in 1876 and he was Nifter in July of 1948. He was born in Sharkas, in Kiev, in the Russian Empire. He was descended from a Pinchas Koritzer of Levi Yitzchak Mibreditchev, of Nachum at Chernobyl. His father was close to the Tolna Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, all of them. He learned by Rav Shmuel Aaron Blachman, named Rav Alter Konstantiner. And already when he was 20, he was the Rav of Dvin in Kiev. He was there for 5 years. And then he became the Rav of Teflik, which is near Uman, which we've all heard of. He was there for 21 years, and in the year Pei Beis, Tafresh Pei Beis, 1922, he went to Kishinev, where he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Kishinev. And thank God, in 1925, he was zocher to come to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld got a certificate. They were limited. They limited the amount of people who could come to Eretz Yisrael. So he had to get a special certificate to the Rabbanim. Rav Zonnefeld and Rav Cook would send people certificates. He got a little apartment in Beis Yisrael. There he lived till the end of his days. And he refused, because Rav Zonnefeld influenced him, he refused to take a dayan job with the Rabbanut HaRashit. He was the Rav of Beis Yisrael. He was Rosh Yeshivas Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef, that he started in 1942 in order to make people Morei Hora. And he died on the 28th of Sivan in the year Tavshin Ches, because of the Independence War. He was buried in the Beis HaKvaros in Sanhedria. And we have a street next to Shmuel HaNavi called Rehov Shimshon Polanski. He has a grandson, a well-known Rav in America, Rav Sinai Halberstam. He makes a tish every year on his yortzeit. His son-in-law, Rav Sinai's yortzeit, Rav Elisha Jungreis, opened up in Yerushalayim a kolot teflik. So that's a little bit about the history of this big Rav. He had a lot of very chashuv talmidim, Reb David Jungreis, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Shmuel Vosner, Saul Yaakov Fischer, Reb Adi Yosef, Reb Yoshiv, Binyamin Mendelssohn. So that's the Teflika Rav. There's an article about him in the Shana B'Shana, Tavshin Lamed Aleph. So that's pretty gewaldic, by Avram Shauli. So now now that we did the history, let's get to the halacha. So he noted that there's an afkamina, that the Rif brings this halacha about the din shor haniskol l'shorashel ben Noach. If it's a shorashel ben Noach, you don't need smuchim and you don't need 23. So you have to know that if you have a shorashel ben Noach, that's a shor haniskol, it's aser b'ana. And you don't need smuchim, you don't need 23. And in the Tshuva Sabach, and Siman Kuf Yamad Yud Aleph, as far as Nirba Bizman Azal Yidei Goy, it could be that the animal is Chayv Skila, because by a Goy it's not Shaykh that you need a based in Smuchim. And therefore you can be done Dine Nefashos. Even without a based in Smuchim, since here we're dealing with a Nirba Yidei Goy. And Rav Frank makes one more suggestion, that maybe Bizman Azeh you have a din shor nisko, but ben beno shel pkua. Right? If you have a ben pkua, that, for example, you have a para that killed a person, and now this para gives birth after the Gemara din. So, what's the din? He uvlada nes rabisr hana. This par is asr bisr hana. And the vlad is asr bisr hana. Ad sof kol adoros. This lasts for all generations. Because in Jewish law, we have a concept called a ben pkua. That's a fetus that is removed alive from its mother after the mother was shechted. So this ben pkua doesn't have to be shechted. and Sof Kol Adaros. So here too, this animal is Asur Bahana. So it's Vlad, and now it gives birth. So the Vlad is going to be Asur Bahana. And its Vlad is going to be Asur Bahana, and its Vlad is going to be Asur Ladore Doros. But there has to be that original Shor HaNiskal, as you judge the Shor HaNiskal back in the day when there was a Sanhedrin. And then Ladore Doros, the animal is going to be Asur Bahana, the Vlad and Vlad Devados. The only problem is how are you going to know what happened 2,000 years ago? How are you going to know which animal was judged as the Shor HaNiskal? We have a Mesores that this animal's great-great-great-great-grandfather comes with a Ksav Yichus. So that's a difficult teretz. Al Kopanim, we gave a number of suggestions why we need the din of Shor HaNiskal Bizman Hazeh. Maybe because it's a nafkamina le'inyan Hazeh Vari Yadov, etc., that they have a din of a Gemara din. They don't need a Sanhedrin. Or because the Rif brings things that aren't halacha l'maisa bizman hazeh, or because we can have smuchim bizman hazeh, and you don't need the Sanhedrin b'makomo, or legabei din ben Noach. You don't need smuchim for the din of a ben Noach. And memela, such an animal is going to be asur bahana. If it's a Shor HaNiskal of a ben Noach, just like you have a nirba of a ben of a ben Noach, if he's nirba al yidei goy, then the animal is chayv skila. Maybe the goy is also probably chayv skila. And the so too the Shor HaNiskal of a goy is going to be have a din Shor HaNiskal even without smuchim bizman hazeh, and that's why the Rif told us Asur Bahana. And maybe a Shor HaNiskal ben oshel pkua mehar be doros. In other words, you had a Shor that was judged as a Shor HaNiskal, and then its child, then it gives birth. So this child is Asur Bahana, and that child is Asur Bahana, just like a ben pkua ledore doros doesn't need shchita. So this ben pkua ledore doros is going to be Asur Bahana. So those were a number of possibilities, and it is very rewarding to learn the Torah of Rav Frank, his brilliant tshuvas, and we should be zocha l'lmod u'lalamid l'shma v'lasos v'lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.